yeah. The Arizona State Fair returns tomorrow with Thrilling Rides, a concert series for the first time since 2019, and food. And Bree Martinez and Jen Yee with the Arizona State Fair are joining us this morning, and they've brought in the food, which I'm going to have Jim Cross and Jamie sample. I'm going to maybe have a bite or two, I'm going to be honest here. But Bree, you've got some new kinds of foods this year, and you guys are known for new kinds of foods.
Yes, we are. We are. And this year we have everything from sweet to savory. If you're a big savory fan, we have birria everything. Birria egg rolls, birria ramen, birria loaded fries, birria tacos, birria quesadilla, anything with birria we have.
What is it?
Birria? Yeah. It's goat. And it's stew. It's like a goat stew, and it's cooked for over 12 hours.
Wow.
And so it is off the bone, delicious meat. And you'll find it everywhere, on fries, on top of ramen, in an egg roll. Whatever your kind of person you are, we have birria for.
What are you guys going to jump into? Try. What are you going to try there?
No, I want you to taste the goat first.
All right.
I'm just like.
Jim Cross is not.
Come on.
Try the egg roll.
Easy.
Just try it.
Just try one bite.
Dip it in the consomme.
What is this?
Birria.
Yeah, so that's the goat egg roll.
It's so delicious. Do it.
Come on, Jim.
Do it, Jim.
You can do it. You're brave.
So you've also got sweet stuff, though, too, right?
We do, yeah. So if you have a sweet tooth, we have lots of sweet treats. We have everything from peaches and cream funnel cake to mazapan funnel cakes to churros topped with strawberries and whipped cream, Oreos and whipped cream, and Fruity Pebbles and whipped cream.
That one caught my attention. Fruity Pebbles on a churro. Two delicious things together.
And there's other types of cereal. So if you like Captain Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, we can put any type of cereal on top of your churros or your ice cream.
Wow. What do you think, Jim? What do you think of the birria? Is good?
First time I've ever ate in my life.
Do we have any forks in here?
you don't want to share? But Jim's already touched? Is that what you're saying,
I'm Jim? Grab a knife here.
All right. So the one that kind of caught my eye was that the churros that have the Oreo on top.
I'm going to put whipped cream in for you.
Oh, are you? Okay. Yeah, just for the looks. Somebody take a picture of that, even though it's radio, and then because I can't eat that. I'm not going to eat that today. I'm trying it. Listen.
Wait, I'm going to take just a little tiny bite of it.
Or take a churro
while Jamie's trying this out.
But I'm not going to eat the whole churro.
Jen Yee, who's from the State Fair as well, you guys have a concert series again for the first time in a number of years.
It's been since 2019. Concerts!
Brought in the cowbell.
The cowbell. The concerts are back since 2019 and with the pandemic. So we have six shows this year. We have Country, we have Becky G, we have Neo, and we have the Violent Femmes.
Right. So you can blister in the sun.
Yep. New this year. That was good. But new this year, every seat is reserved. Every seat is reserved.
Okay.
So you need to buy a ticket, but it includes fair admission, which is $15.
Okay.
So you can see the Violent Femmes for $25. Minus $15 fair admission.
Okay.
So that's new this year. Or if you come on a Friday, which is Feel Good Fridays, bring in 10 cans of non-perishable food for St. Mary's Food Bank and Operation Santa Claus, thanks to our friends at Sanderson Ford, and you get in free.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
So you can do that.
Carly Pierce is playing this year?
Carly Pierce is playing on Saturday, October 28th.
You going, Jim?
And you know that. I love that.
She's outstanding. I love her.
Jim Cross just got smacked for being a Carly Pierce fan.
And I love that you know that. Are you a Violent Femmes?
Not my favorite 80s sound, but yeah, but no. I know a lot of people who love the Violent Femmes, though, so you got to check them out.
Some of my favorite concert experiences were ones that I saw at the State Fair.
Yeah.
So many people have memories if you grew up here.
Yeah.
You know,
my husband and I were actually both at the same concert before we knew each other.
Yeah.
And we're able to compare notes on that. We found out we were both at the same
concert?
State Fair. I'm not going to say because it was so long ago that I will sound like I'm 110 years old.
We're in the same
I went
demo.
And saw 80s and 90s acts.
I'll admit that when
I was last there in 2019, I went and saw The Cult. They were amazing.
Okay,
and
we were both at the Rick Springfield concert.
What?
My wife dragged maybe see MC Hammer, which ended up being actually an amazing show.
Oh, that would be
He was
good.
Really actually
I
very good.
I have the video of Jim and his wife dancing on stage with MC Hammer, if we want to put that on the website. right?
Turn her mic off now.
Ooh. Turn her mic off now. So, real quickly, Jamie, what did you think of the churros you had?
Really good.
And what was,
I'm a churros fan anyway. I have the Oreo one.
Oh, okay.
I just took a bite of it. I might save a little of that for some nourishment later.
Yeah.
But it looks good. You know, Jess, our technical director, has never had funnel cake before.
Oh.
So we need to take some funnel.
Her.
Yes,
okay.
We need to save it for Jess.
You go out that door and you go around the corner. Yeah, there's
funnel
Jess
cake,
begging
how?
For
whip,
funnel cake.
With
no
whip or no whip?
Whip or no
all right.
whip? Of course whipped cream.
Yeah, all right, real quickly, where do you get more information? There's the whipped cream. Where do you get more information on the State Fair and all the goings-on that start tomorrow?
azstatefair.com, and you'll find everything there from admission to parking, everything at azstatefair.com. If I tell everybody, buy online because you save $2 on service fees. So, and then today opening weekend, we open at 4 p.m. Mm. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 4 p.m. After that, every day from September 28th to October 29th at noon.
Okay. And did you have something you needed to add? Real quick, Jen?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking. All right. Thanks again, Bree Martinez and Jen Yee with the Arizona State Fair, bringing in all this food.
Thank goodness.
You got Jim Cross to eat goat in an egg roll.
Woo!
I'm forever grateful to you people.
Yet another first on the Mighty 92.